Welcome to Radio Gallery, a show about ideas, people, and artists in Minnesota, with support from the Red Mug Coffee House and Gallery in Superior and the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. I'm your host, Maya Jensen. As opposed to a juried show, a member exhibition is an amalgam of homespun, emerging, connoisseur, seasoned, career artists, a real mix. And some show regularly, others maybe just at the annual exhibit. Andy Messerschmidt is an artist from Ely who is in the Duluth Art Institute annual member exhibit. And last week he won first place in the show. He's made art his life after getting his MFA 10 years ago. He's exhibited regularly and we look forward to seeing more of his work at the Walker Art Center later this spring, opening in March. He joins us this week to talk about his inspirations, techniques, and his future.
My name is Andy Messerschmidt, and I guess I'm a cross-disciplinary artist nowadays, but started out in painting and drawing, moving more into installation. Now I'm getting more into vinyl stickers and applique paper, I guess we call it collage stickers that I've printed out from my inkjet printer here at home. I don't know how I came by it, but I just kind of like the translucency. I guess there's one company in Texas. They kind of got the monopoly on this form called Ultra Cling Vinyl, clear vinyl stickers. But basically, you can just run the 8.5x11 paper into your printer and print off anything you wanted to. Pretty light, fast, and holds the toner pretty well. I've kind of gradually been doing this as a way to build up. I can kind of change the opacities this way and create a little bit more depth, I guess. These things are mostly applique and very two-dimensional and very, very much a sticker book, you know, from when you're 5 years old. It's a kind of way of adding a little bit more three-dimension. My formal training is from University of Minnesota and the Twin Cities, and I graduated there in 2002. Since then, I've been primarily a full-time artist here in Ely, Minnesota. Worked a lot of side jobs, too, in outfitting and the outdoor industry here in Ely, but I've always been in the art realm. The heroes pretty much come from anything symmetrical. I've been on a symmetrical kick since grad school, so everything from Indonesian ikat style weaving to a lot of the Islamic prayer rugs, things like that. I guess a lot of things from the East. The Hindu yantra system has been pretty high up there for me too. So a lot of Eastern influence is probably pretty evident in the work. I think it's kind of cheesy and cliche to say that art is therapeutic or some sort of cathartic exercise, but there is something about doing things over and over again in some sort of meditative way. There is something that feels good about having things balanced. With this work, things are pretty balanced, but I like to kind of build a teetering on the verge of toppling, overwhelming hoarding of images, I guess. I like that, building up opacities and really layering and creating depth that way. Right now I'm working on a show or a commission that's going to be installed at the entryway to Walker Art Center in Minneapolis. That's going up, should be available March 8th, and that should go through June 30th of 2013. I don't know what I'd do without art.
You can see Andy's work on his website at andymesserschmidt.com, also currently at the Duluth Art Institute, and come March at the Walker Art Center in Minneapolis. Radio Gallery is produced at KUMD by Chloe Walsh and Maya Jensen. Music by Willie Murphy with support from the Zeitgeist Arts Cafe. To listen to this episode again, go to KUMD.org and click on Arts or subscribe to the podcast under Audio Archives. If you appreciate the arts coverage this program brings to the Northland, please send your comments to KUMD at KUMD.org. For Radio Gallery, I'm Maya Jensen. Thanks for listening.